Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello, everyone. Once again, LaTanya Price here with another Personalize Your Faith show. How are you all doing on today? It is just a great and wonderful day. Every day that we are able to get up and see, it's a wonderful day. Someone did not make it to today. And all we can do is give God honor and praise for that we did make it, but we also want to just keep those lifted up that may have to be going through a time of bereavement and loss, you know. So, but we give him praise and honor, even for those that might have not made it. Prayerfully, that particular person that did not is yet, you know, have ascended on and gone on to a better place, where they're not suffering, where they're not having to endure certain things in this life, you know. So we just still give praise and honor and glory for all things, because God is yet truly amazing. God is always just working out some things and doing some great and marvelous things. I wanted to come today, of course, as always, I want to give my good intro to let everyone know what's been going on. And so as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. So today, I actually want to, for this entire month of June, I want to have a special dedication, if you will. I wanted to do this in June, although what I'm going to be dedicating is basically Mother's and Father's Day. But the reason I kind of did it for June, because, of course, I want to include dads in this. For many that may not know, just a little extra trivia, if you will, about myself. I am a daddy's girl. I am blessed to still have my father living. And so I am a daddy's girl. I will never, ever stop being a daddy's girl. And so I wanted to take this time to really, this month, to really highlight the first book that I wrote, which is about our firstborn daughter who was stillborn. So my first book, of course, is To Mother and Angels, Overcoming Stillbirth. And so I wanted to take a little special time and recognize mothers and fathers. And so today, what we'll do is we will talk about still a mother. This show, I want to ensure that I'm not knocking or disqualifying or anything like that. Of the ladies out there and the women, the strong women that are out there that are, you know, have the children that are there by your side, that you get to see visibly, you get to touch, hug, hold, kiss, and everything else. But I wanted to take a little special time and do a special show for the mothers that unfortunately does not have that particular privilege. And no matter if these mothers still have other children, you know, if they still were able to birth other living children, this particular show is for the one that unfortunately did not get the opportunity to live past a certain stage of early pregnancy. I know that, you know, all months have all kinds of specials, so I definitely am not so much caught up on that. But I wanted to take this time just to really focus on that because I know, unfortunately, and I don't like saying this, but it is true, there are still stigmas behind a pregnancy loss. There's still people that question it. There's still people that kind of doesn't really understand that, unfortunately, for someone, it can be tough. It can be hard. The holidays are usually the worst, just coming from my own personal experience from that, especially that first year following to get through all the holidays. And I'm just not talking about the Mother's and Father's Day, but I'm talking about your birthday. I'm talking about Valentine's Day. I'm talking about 4th of July. I'm talking about Labor Day. I'm talking about all those, excuse me, I'm talking about all those different ones because it's family time. And that's the reason. It's family time. And to know that particular life that you were carrying is family, but yet it's not there to enjoy all the different festivities that you can have with family and friends, it is a little tough. It's a little tough. And so I wanted to take this time, like I said, and do the mothers first, okay? So today is about the mothers. And this is not going to be a sad and somber kind of thing. I definitely am doing this to encourage, to empower. I am doing this because it's definitely something that I felt in my spirit to do. So for those that are listening to me on today, this is special, and this is a dedication to those particular mothers that have lost, miscarried, stillbirth, just sudden death as an infant, unexplainable. Most of these are always unexplainable. It's never something that, you know, doctors have a specific explanation for, unfortunately. So I definitely want to take some time and encourage the ladies that are out there. And this includes older ladies. I don't want to forget about you all because I have had many of women that have had approach me and they're up in age. They're very much up in age. They've given birth to, you know, plenty of children, but they've miscarried or they've had stillbirths. And in a time generations ago, when a child was lost, it was never considered as being something that, it was never something that's like today where they give you an opportunity to, kind of spend time with the child. I'm talking about kind of like more of stillbirth now, to spend time with the child. For many women, the doctors or nurses didn't allow the mother to hold the child. Didn't allow the mother to do anything. They just kind of took the body away. And these ladies were left with just a memory. And many of the women that have approached me that are older, that came from that generation, told me secretly, I had a stillbirth too. But I just never told anybody because of the generation I came from. And so they thoroughly enjoyed the book that I wrote. So my first encouraging thing I want to say is it's okay to miss them. And I specifically, you know, it depends upon, number one, it depends upon what stage you were in. Like I said, my particular story, my particular book was concerning stillbirth, okay? And in my book, even on the back, there's a statistic. I believe it was from the March of Dimes website that I found it, and it just discussed stillbirth. But if you go to websites like March of Dimes, it'll tell you kind of that whole window of what different dynamics of pregnancy loss is. So, you know, you have kind of like that early stage where normally that's considered like the miscarriage. The early phases, if you will, of the pregnancy. So maybe the child hasn't fully developed. You know, the child, of course, has the heartbeat, but not necessarily fully developed, kind of have all the arms and appendages, if you will, and just kind of, you know, really fully developed. You know, we and men, as far as women, we know the stage of pregnancy can be very quick. You know, we get to hear the infant's heartbeat very early, and they don't even have like legs or arms yet, you know, but that heart gets developing, and it's strong, and it's pumping. And so miscarriage is usually in the beginning. And then, of course, stillbirth is kind of like that latter phase. Once it's gotten to have the arms and the legs and everything else, premature birth, if you will, can happen. And that can happen, which, of course, if premature kind of happens and it doesn't fall through, or I should say go through as far as the child making it through, you know, that's considered a loss and everything else. And then, of course, as my situation, you know, full term, I was at 38 and a half weeks, just days away from her official due date. And lo and behold, she was stillborn. And so it's okay to miss them. I miss Charlotte Evelina. That's her name. I miss Charlotte Evelina every day. There's not a day that don't go by that I don't think about her. I don't necessarily have real moments where I cry anymore like that. I cry on her birthday. I will admit that. Even this past year of 2016, I cried on her birthday. I will probably cry again this year, and that's just being honest. However, I don't necessarily cry every day. When I go to her grave site, I don't cry necessarily there. And if I do, it's not in a sense of wishing she was just here, but it's loving her life. Because when you miss them, you get to understand that they have life. And I tell people many a times, you know, especially for someone that might have experienced a loss, even if it was a miscarriage, which is the early stage, if you heard a heartbeat, there was a connection. I don't care how the cookie crumbles. I don't care what anybody says. You hear that heartbeat, you instantaneously fall in love. You instantaneously fall in love when you get the positive pregnancy test for many of us, you know. But to hear that heartbeat, it's like a confirmation. It's so exciting. One of the things I've experienced some different things in my life as far as when it comes to medical wise. But for me, hearing a heartbeat coming from within me was something that was so powerful. It just reminded me of the life that God allows each of us to experience. And for us as women to be able to get to experience that, it's so powerful. It's so wonderful. It's so amazing. And no one is able to take that away from you. They show as heck are not taking it from me, you know, and that's something that empowers me to let me know, hey, I was able to carry her. I was able to nourish her. God picked me as a vessel to do that. And that is so amazing. And in my book, you know, I encourage, I empower. The book itself is not meant. Yes, you cry? You might. Many women said they cried. But it's not meant to allow to end, or it's going to, trust me, by the time you get to the book, end of the book, you're not going to be crying like that. You're going to be empowered. You're going to be encouraged because you're still a mother. You're still a mother. And so now, many of things that I want to do, and because there's going to be many of things I do want to do, just not this, you know, there's a many, many assignments God is going to give me. And I dedicate everything, every step, every breath that I do is in dedication of her. Because I still have in my mind that I'm having to live as an example for her. I'm having to live as an example because despite the fact that she's not here physically, she's my angel in heaven, I still yet imagine her maturing. I still imagine her growing up because believe it or not, as I see other little girls that are newborns, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on and so forth, as they get up in age, you know, 5 years old, 6 year old, and they see me, that could very well be Charlotte's eyes looking at me when they see me. So when they look at me, what do they see? Is it a woman that they can be honored to emulate? Will it be a woman that they would be honored to know, to be introduced to learn from, to glean from? And so that's my dedication back unto my daughter, you know? And even as God blesses my husband and I to do even the more works and continue to bless us to have enough, you know, have more as far as family-wise when that season comes, which we believe a season will come, we'll have another child. When that season comes, it's still going to be the same thing. It's still going to be the same process. It's still going to be the same thing. Whenever God says when, or whenever God says now, you know, whenever he says now, and that season comes, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same exact thing. The things that I'm going to do as a mother for that child is still going to be in dedication to Charlotte. It still is. So it's okay to talk about them, as you can tell. I talk about Charlotte a lot of times, present tense sometimes. I even encourage her. I tell her how proud I am of her being an angel for God. It's so amazing to know that I have an angel for God. I truly feel if she has me and my husband's genes, of course, she is probably very, very strong, a warrior. Me and my husband both believe in prayer and warfare and fighting and the spiritual realm. We believe in that. So I do imagine she is a great and strong angel that is willing to fight. She's willing to stand for what's right. She's willing to do whatever that is God is telling her to do. And I am proud of her. I am so proud of her. Because I know if she's making me proud, she's making God proud. So, yes, I talk about her. Even though she's not here, I talk about her. And moms out there, you are allowed to talk about your child. Even for those that have come up through those other generations. And no telling how old your child would be by this generation, of course. But no matter what, whoever that is, you can still talk about them. You can let your current children know, yeah, you have an angel. You have a brother or sister that was stillborn that I miscarried, and they're an angel. That's I feel it's such a special. A special gift. And it's not to, like I said, this is not to knock the ladies and mothers and parents who have children that are here and that are living. It's not to knock that. This is not to knock that. God bless you. God bless those beautiful children. I love seeing those beautiful children. So this is not to knock that. I do believe, however, to be a mother of an angel is a special badge. I'm sorry. It's a special armor. It's a special coat. is a special a garment, if you will, to carry. Not every woman can carry that. I didn't think I could carry it. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think I could carry it. Why God chose me to carry it, I have no idea. I kind of know now. But years ago, when everything happened, when as it was unfolding, I was like, God, you want me to carry that mantle. Okay. You know, he wanted me to carry that mantle. I don't know why. It's unfolding daily. I know a little bit more day by day why, but I don't know the fullness of the reason. And one day I will, though. And so it's okay, like I said, to talk to them. It's okay. I talk to Charlotte. I tell her how proud I am of her. I tell them all kinds. I tell them encouraging words. Keep up the good work of being an angel and everything. I do all of that. And then it's okay to listen for them. Believe it or not, as an angel of God, they have a little voice. And for me and my husband, we believe, and for many organizations, the butterfly is always symbolic, but the butterfly has such a very powerful spiritual connection. The butterfly is amazing. It's an amazing creature. If you take the time and study the butterfly, amazing, just amazing. And I feel a lot of times when Charlotte wants to speak and wants our attention, we'll see a butterfly. And when we see the butterfly, I'll listen. I normally, when I see a butterfly, I instantaneously think, hey, what's up, Charlotte? What do you need? What you need, baby? You know? I instantaneously listen. My ears, my spirit, my everything just kind of perks up, if you will. And so sometimes it's a special message. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it just makes me smile. And sometimes that's all she wants mommy to do. Mommy, can you smile? It's almost like the little kids that we have here. You know, kids, oh, they love it when you smile at them. Most kids, they love it when you smile and you wave and they just like that little attention. It's the same thing. Just some attention. Sometimes, you know, it's just some attention. So when I see a butterfly, I instantaneously say, you know what? Hi, Charlotte. How are you? You know, because it's that attention. And what's really, you know, let me tell y'all this. Me and my husband can see a butterfly at any given time and season. And I'm being so serious. And when I say season, I do mean winter. I have seen some things, and you would probably think I'm crazy to say that I've seen a butterfly in like 10 degree weather. Of course, here in Indianapolis, it can get very cold. Sometimes it can get below zero, but it's not always, but it can get very cold. Yes, I have seen a butterfly in the winter, and it's cold. That's how I really know. That's how I really know sometimes Charlotte is just saying, hi, mom, or hi, mommy. And I just listen. And some people, like I said, if I tell it, and that's really the first time I ever really just share that, like, publicly like that. But honestly, but me and my husband, he'll tell me, it could be cold, and he'll tell me the same thing. You know what? I said hi to Charlotte today. You know? And that's just how it goes. So moms out there, you're still a mother. For those that have tried, and maybe you have multiple angels. Maybe you have multiple angels, because there are women out there, unfortunately, that have multiple angels. You might have tried, and maybe you don't have a living child yet, but maybe you were able to get one to successfully, you know, kind of, you know, live and grow up right next to you where you can visibly see them. But then, you know, afterwards, there was another incident. Some women, they go through it so many times. Some women go through it so many times, they don't share it with people. They don't share it. They don't. So that's why sometimes I always try to tell people, be careful how you treat someone. You have no idea what they're going through. And that particular woman that you interact with, she could have just lost a child, but she's not going to say nothing because guess what? It's not the first time it's happened. It's not the first time. So keep that in mind. Mothers, happy Mother's Day. I know it's past, but I wanted to take this month just to take some time and just really recognize the parents that are parents to angels. And like I said, this first one is about the mom. You're still a mother. You are still an incredible mother. That motherhood is a wonderful motherhood. It's wonderful. It is. It really is. And just know you are amazing. And know that your child is watching. Your child is watching. And never forget that. So whatever you do, make sure they're proud of you. And they're proud to call you mommy. Okay? So as I wrap up, of course, as always, you can connect with me at www.latanyaprice.com. You'll actually be able to find my book there, To Mother an Angel, which right now, if you go out to Amazon.com, To Mother an Angel is actually just 99 cents for the Kindle version. And I would love for you to get that, the Kindle version. Like I said, it's just 99 cents. Download it. It's a wonderful, empowering read. It's less than 100 pages. I'm not blessed or ordained to write novels at this time. So it's a wonderful read. And so you'll notice some reviews that are out there. It's a couple of reviews that are out there. And so, definitely take some time and read that. And so, like I said, it's 99 cents right now. I wanted to offer that for, Mother's Day, Father's Day kind of thing. And so definitely check it out. And like I said, when you go to my website, you can go to the books page and from the menu, and you can find the link directly to the Amazon page for To Mother an Angel. Or you can also do a search on Amazon, just To Mother an Angel, Overcoming Stillbirth. And you can just type in my name, which will be a lot quicker, like The Mother and Angel, Latanya Price. That will probably get you there a lot quicker if you do a search on the Amazon page and do that. Of course, connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I would love just to be able to connect with you all right? So we'll go ahead and conclude with the wonderful word of prayer. God, we come to you once again just telling you thank you. God, you're so amazing. God, we thank you for the angels, the many, many angels that we have. God, we thank you because those angels, you dispatch those to war for us. You have warring angels. You have those that keep us protected. You have those that encourage us. Many of us will ask just to be encouraged on today, or maybe we're feeling just really down and we need just a pick-me-up. God, you'll send an angel. You'll send an angel. You'll always send something right on time. And you are so amazing for that. Thank you. Thank you for being a God that cares. Thank you for being a God that wants to take the burdens that we have upon you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to exchange that for easier and lighter loads. Teach us what that load might be. And allow us to know that what we do is going to be a special dedication to those that are watching, to those that are going to be encouraged and empowered by us. God will continue to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great and fabulous week. Bye.